Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. So I was on a website. It was not your guys' website. And I got directed to your guys' website and apparently subscribed to some whatever. I did not authorize the company to charge my card $59. So I had canceled it. I also emailed you guys, haven't heard anything. I canceled it same day that it apparently went through my card. I was wondering the status on if I'm getting my money back. Do I need to put a dispute with my bank? Like, what's going on?
Okay, provide me with your zip code.
95961.
And your name?
Maya Giselle.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
It was 26 Nice Ferry Drive, Plymouth Lake, California, 95961. I also have a cancellation number if you'd like.
Alright, I do see here this is for our contest entry. Yeah, I do see here you can't. Go ahead, ma'am.
What was that? You can't what?
Yeah, I said, I do see here you canceled the account. That stops all future transactions.
Yeah, that's right. I do want no future transactions, but I also want my money back. So I'm not receiving any product. I didn't want to be in any entry or contest, anything.
Okay. Well, I could provide you with a $55 refund of the charge for you.
A $55 refund?
Correct.
What happened to the full $59? That's what I paid, apparently.
Right. That is how much you paid. There's a $5 fee. Because you just canceled the account. You didn't ask for a refund. You just canceled the account. That stops all future transactions.
But there's no, you guys don't even have anything in your policy stating anything about refunds either. So that's what's confusing.
What do you mean, ma'am?
I looked at your guys' terms and conditions because I was like, what the hell is this website even about? I looked at it. There's nothing about refunds. There's nothing about cancellations. It just says that it stops future transactions. It doesn't say anything about what I get back.
Okay. Well, okay. So.
Okay. So where's this $5 fee coming from? Because I didn't see that in your guys' terms and conditions.
It's when you start the service, man. When you get it refunded, it's a $5 fee.
Okay, so then, whatever. I'd like my $55 back then.
Sure. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. Well, it's already been canceled. You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know it's been refunded. And a refund takes 3 to 5 business days to go back to the account.
Okay, so, are you able to do that refund, or do I need to go on, because I don't even know how to do it.
Yes, ma'am. I just said I issued the refund.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.